Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Zach. Steve.
Yes.
Time to exit the studio.
Fine.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Taryn.
What chemical element is typically used to fill balloons?
Helium.
Correct. Montague and Capulet were the last names of what romantic pair?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's right. What restaurant chain is famous for the Grand Slam?
Denny's.
Yeah! The dwarf planet Ceres is between Mars and what other planet?
Earth?
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. What Asian dog breed is known for its blue or black tongue?
Its blue or black tongue?
Yes.
Ooh, is that a chow?
It is. Yeah. How many European countries does the Rhine River run through?
Oh, let's go 14?
No.
4?
No.
9.
No. Francis Scott Key penned the words of what patriotic song?
Is that the national anthem?
What is it called?
Star Spangled Banner?
Yes. Gingivitis is the inflammation of what?
Your gums.
Yes. In what ocean would you find the Gulf Stream?
The Gulf Stream. The Atlantic?
Yes. And with that, you got 8 correct, Zach.
Woo.
That's that Zach attack.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Zach attack, Zach attack, Zach attack. Oh, wow. Are Danny was doing? Just rooting for Zach
wow.
for a second there, Steve.
It was just catchy.
A2, Danny.
Steve attack. Steve
yeah,
wins.
Steve I don't attack. Know.
Steve, are you ready to attack?
I am.
All right.
What chemical element is typically used to fill balloons?
Helium.
Correct. Montague and Capulet were the last names of what romantic pair?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's correct. What restaurant chain is famous for the Grand Slam?
Denny's.
Yeah. The dwarf planet Ceres is between Mars and what other planet?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
No, sir.
Damn it. Pluto.
No.
Saturn?
No. What Asian dog breed is known for its blue or black tongue?
Is that a Lhasa Apso?
No.
A Shih Tzu?
No.
Golden Doodle.
No. How many European countries does the Rhine River run through?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No.
Damn
Francis
it.
Scott Key penned the words of what patriotic song?
Baby Got Back.
No.
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yes. Gingivitis is the inflammation of what?
Gums.
Yes. In what ocean would you find the Gulf Stream?
The Atlantic.
Yes. Oh. Which scientist established the Roy G. Biv color spectrum?
Einstein.
No.
Newton.
Yes. And with time to spare, Steve, You got 7 correct, but that's not enough to beat Zach, who got 8 correct.
Son of a...
Congratulations,
Let's
Zach.
Let's go, Danny. Yeah.
Zach attack.
And guess what? He didn't even get to the final question, Isaac Newton. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, yeah, you're acting like as if he would have got it right.
He did know that the dwarf planet between... series between Mars and Jupiter is the other planet.
Jupiter.
The Asian dog breed known for its blue or black tongue. He did know that it's the Chow.
The Chow.
Or Chow Chow. And the number of European countries that the Rhine River runs through, neither of you knew that it's just 6.
Oh.
Just 6.
I went in the wrong direction.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, this is a staggering statistic. They estimate that 300,000 children in the state of Washington are living in poverty. And that is why Coats for Kids is so important, because for some kids, they may not have that warm winter jacket to keep them toasty this time of year.
And I love what Operation Warm and the Washington State Council of Firefighters, they do. They say not only are we trying to put a brand new coat on a kid in need because it's cold out and we want to keep them warm, but also it's more than just a coat in that it helps with their self-confidence, it helps boost their self-esteem and all that kind of stuff. Showing up to school wearing a new coat is a big thing for a kid. So if you can help out, any amount will be awesome. And big thanks to people like Zachary Beyer, donated $25, a brand new coat for a kid in need. Martin Beyer, I'd imagine that they're related, $25 as well. Karen Toulouse donated $100, and Michael Yates donated $200 to Coats for Kids.
Thank you so much for continuing to step up and help these kids. You can go to KISW.com to make a donation.
The Daily Migs Show.
Another one of those anniversaries to make you feel old, the 50th anniversary of the release of Jaws.
Really?
Jaws is turning 50. But the New York Times.
Which maybe scared everybody at that time to even think of going in the ocean.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Yeah, that wrecked me for a while.
I didn't take a bath for months because of that movie, no.
But the New York Times does not want the cinematic masterpiece of Jaws to overshadow the cinematic masterpiece of Jaws 2.
I don't think I've ever seen Jaws 2. To be honest with you, I don't even know if I've watched the entire Jaws.
Really?
I mean, I remember it was on back when I was growing up. It would end up on TV from time to time, and of course, would watch some of it. I get the premise,
sure,
but I don't know if I've ever watched it from beginning to end.
I mean, I think I probably watched Jaws 2 once. I've seen Jaws probably 15 times.
So, did you like Jaws 2?
It's fine. I don't think it like deserves a bunch of props like they're giving it.
Well, I mean, maybe they're just... I know I've seen a lot of people talking about Jaws like in the last week or two,
sure,
because of the anniversary, which is crazy that it's 50 years old.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
But yeah.
Jaws 2 being a fabulous sequel leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will ask that simple question to Jim in Linwood first. Jim, what do you think is the greatest sequel, in your opinion?
I got to go with Terminator 2, Judgment Day. It improves on the original in almost every way.
See, I argue with a lot of people. I like the original Terminator better. I know I'm in the minority. I think Terminator 2 is awesome. Don't get me wrong. But I enjoy the grittiness and the overall vibe of Terminator, the original.
I respect.
Thank you.
But,
at least
you can't not love the slowly descending thumbs up into the liquid metal.
Oh, the ending. I appreciate at least you didn't get offended by that. So many times I talk to people about Terminator 2, and they get so mad that I like Terminator 1 more.
Life's too short.
Jim is a reasonable man.
I feel that.
Mike from Gig Harbor, our simple question, what is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I honestly was going to go with Terminator 2 as well.
Dude, I'm looking at like a lot of like random lists about like the greatest sequels of all time, and Terminator 2 is like top 5 in all of these.
I agree with that.
Another one that seems to be top 5 in all of these, Godfather Part 2.
I think that's got to be almost number 1 in my opinion.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK asking our simple question to Nick in Kent. Nick, what is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I'd say the new the Batman movie with the Joker. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight, yes.
Yeah, Dark Knight. Out of the water with it, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good choice for sure.
Oh, that was with Christian Bale and
Heath Ledger.
Yeah,
I was going to say Joaquin Phoenix, but yeah, Heath Ledger, may he rest in peace. Yeah, that's a great film.
Let's chat with Anthony in Renton. Anthony, the same simple question to you. What is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
It's a spoof movie, Leonard, Part 6.
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. Was there a Leonard Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No, they just started off with Leonard Part 6. It's when they were doing all the sequels and going to threes and fours and Rocky 2.
So it's a spoof on sequels, even though it's the original.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, that's genius. I really like that.
I'm looking at some of these. So would you put Godfather 2 as your number one?
I mean, probably. I would also say I think Toy Story 2 is a pretty fantastic sequel.
You guys are it's Rocky 2. Rocky 2.
We knew you were going to say
it's
that.
It's that or Grease 2. Both
no!
of them. Have you ever seen Grease 2?
Yeah, it is significantly less awesome.
What I love is there's actually like a stupid social media like trend. I don't know if it's a trend's the right term, but there's like a little bit of like an uproar of people who are like me or like, we need to put some respect on Grease 2.
I mean, it's a fine movie, but it's not better.
What about Empire Strikes Back?
That's a great argument. That's a fantastic movie. 206-803 Rockets, our simple question for Patrick at JBLM. What is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
Aliens. So Alien 2, Sigourney Weaver, Xenomorphs.
That's the one where she shaved her head.
No, that's number 3.
Oh.
So wait, okay, stupid question then. What do you call the third in a sequel is the second. What do you call the third movie?
I think it's actually just Aliens 3.
No, you're looking for like term. Like,
yeah, like
so
a
second movie
it.
Is called a sequel. I think the third would be a sequel as well. Or a trilogy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
when I think of that word.
And so Alien, the original, was kind of more of like a horror type vibe to
yes,
it. And
definitely.
Then Aliens, the second one, was a little bit more suspenseful.
Definitely.
I liked Aliens more than the first one as well.
206-803 Rock. Brian, you're in Puyallup. What do you think is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I believe it's Empire Strikes Back, but I believe Dark Knight, Empire Strikes Back, and T2 are probably the top three in all sequels across the board.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that would argue with you, like maybe throw in Godfather 2 as well, but I think those are considered to be like the gold standard of sequels for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian. Rock on.
What about Back to the Future Part 2?
That's a good one, too. I've thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
The Incredibles Part 2? Someone just texted in.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my God. What?
Shonda in Kent, what is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I like The Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors.
Oh, got it. Okay. I don't know if I saw that.
Yeah,
one.
I think
maybe
I gave
I
up
after
the second one.
Danny's our resident horror movie guy. Have you seen that one?
No, I sure have not.
Oh, what about this text? The best movie sequel of all time, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
That's a great call.
Yes.
And I got one for you then too, Steve. D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yes!
Greatest
quack,
one ever.
Quack, 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 quack.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was a fantastic chat happening on Reddit where a user was asking, what hobby is an instant red flag?
Okay.
Like wrestling.
It's not a hobby, it's a way of life. I almost said a bad word.
Oh, no. Some of the comments on this thread were priceless. But do we agree?
Yeah.
But do we agree with them?
That's my favorite part, is to see if what other people think is weird or odd and whether or not we're on board with it.
So let's go straight to the comments.
All right, we decided who better to read these? From the afterlife. Everybody's favorite old lady.
Betty White?
You know it.
Yes!
So we have robot Betty White reading these comments about hobbies that are red flags. Are you ready for the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we agree.
Watching alpha male and influencers.
I do like watching them, only because I think they're entertaining because they're so over the top.
Oh, but yeah.
I think some of them are just total tool bags.
Yes.
There's one, I guess you would call him Ryan something, like Homiston, I think is his name. He's on YouTube. He's so freaking funny. Like, and he has a dark sense of humor, but he's a total bro. And he's like just jacked. But the stuff that he says, like, you have to rewind because you're like, did he just say that? That sounds like the worst thing ever. And it's so funny. So definitely worth a watch.
Oh yeah.
So I'm okay with those.
Collecting Disney memorabilia, those folks get weird. Also, if you marry someone like that, you will never go on a vacation that isn't a Disney theme park or cruise.
Well, I think that would be actually pretty awesome.
Danny, how many Disney pins do you have?
3,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I would have been shocked if you said 300.
Oh, yeah, way more than that.
Where do you keep them?
You know, honestly, some at my mom's house, some at the apartment. They're just all over
scattered.
The place. Yeah, I need to organize them.
How does Linda, not mom Linda, but girlfriend Linda feel about this?
I mean, honestly, I don't really pull them out to show her.
I mean, I don't need to tell. We weren't asking for relationship problems.
She's good.
Oh, she's okay. She's satisfied with your Disney pins.
Trolling people online for fun.
Oh, so as long as you do it for evil, it's okay. But not for fun.
That is just exhausting to me.
I'll never understand the troll mindset. It's just like, are you that miserable with your life that you need to crap on somebody else? And don't you have anything better to do?
Speaking of hobbies, get a hobby.
Right.
The lack of a hobby is probably the biggest red flag.
You know, I understand what you're saying, but I also saw some people comment on it. It's like, if people are battling stuff, the motivation is just not there to do anything.
Totally.
So I'm not ready to crap on somebody that doesn't have a hobby. I think hobbies are great, and I think everybody should, but I understand why people might not.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was really into serial killers. She was kind of crazy. The things she said about them, too, it was like she didn't care they killed multiple innocent people in brutal ways.
No, as long as it's entertaining.
I feel like there's a very large portion of the population that is very obsessed with serial killers and true crime.
There's a reason why there's like 30 billion true crime documentaries on Netflix alone. And then think about all the podcasts. Like, if you look at like the most popular podcasts, like, I'd say about 80% of them are like these true crime podcasts.
Yeah.
And Danny, you're big into them, aren't you?
We watch so many true crime. That's all we really watch. I literally took a nap to American Psycho yesterday, which obviously fake serial killer, but it's still amazing.
Sweet dreams.
We let the authorities know.
No.
If Tara and I go missing, first person they need to go reach out to is Danny.
That's fair.
Yeah.
MLM work. MLM stands for Moms Losing Money.
Yeah, and they want to take your money as well.
That's a big one. And social media has just made it so much worse because people are just sliding into your DMs, trying to sell you stuff.
With the same copy-paste pitch that has all these crazy emojis with the money bags and with whatever else and about how, like, you know, you don't never have to work a day in your life again. It's like, I'm okay with working.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Thank you.
A girl once told me her hobby was scrolling on TikTok, being super into celebrities and their lives. Weird.
Yeah.
No, that's not for me. I mean, I follow some celebrities, but I honestly follow more famous animals than I do famous people.
Oh, yeah. There's that one like dog that looks like Will Ferrell. I love that dog's Instagram
so
page. It's so great. I mean, I scroll on all those things, but I would never call that a hobby.
That's
just whatever. All right, we got one more.
making AI girlfriends and arguing with them.
Is that a thing?
I have never heard of that before.
Is that a hobby?
None of us know about this, but apparently it's a thing. Because I even saw like a bunch of people were commenting about this being something that people are doing nowadays.
Wait, so are you...
I don't want to argue with my actual girl, my wife. I don't want to argue with my wife. Now I want to have a fake person that I argue with.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I see a lot of like the like make your own AI girlfriend, but it's for other reasons.
Yeah.
Not arguing.
You know what? How about all the trolls that like to bother people? They just find themselves a robot to yell at.
Oh, yeah.
Great plan.
Problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's really nothing more fun than gathering rockaholics together and performing our radio shows live for them. And that is what Live Night is all about, Steve.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's so much fun to hang out with the listeners, perform like the sound effects live, the jingles get done live, the music, of course. We attempt to do a radio show later on in the evening, and it's just chaos all around us. And it's a blast being around all the rockaholics while we do it.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th of February, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty. So we hope you'll join us, dress up in the theme, and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, it's not happening here in Washington so much, but many states are experiencing heat waves.
No, we saw it over the weekend with the Mariners in Chicago.
Very toasty out there for a lot of folks. So the music website Ultimate Classic Rock decided to put together a list of the hottest rock songs.
Hot.
Hot. And this is one of the examples.
That's why I'm hot-blooded.
The songs that say hot in it, or fire.
Warm.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Do you really?
You know why? Because
did Fall Out Boy cover it?
No. I wish, number one. But no, number two, if you've seen that show called Tacoma FD, which our friends, the Broken Lizard guys do.
Yeah, like Steve and the... Yeah.
Yeah, they use that as the opening for that show, and I love it.
Perfect.
See, I would say anytime Danny likes a song that was not released, like... in the 2000s or later, it's because of a movie, a TV show. So that makes total sense.
So good.
And what's that off of there? Dude, that came out in 1978. Oh, their Double Vision record.
Who is it?
God.
You don't know?
No.
Foreigner.
Oh.
I don't think you could probably name another Foreigner song, nor can I.
No.
Well, let's get a couple of rockaholics on the phone to play a little game. We've got Pad from Puyallup. Good morning, Pad.
Good morning.
What would you say is your favorite classic rock band?
Oh, so many. Realistically, I have to probably go with Rush.
Oh, that's the right answer.
Hang up
right
on
there.
This, man.
Wow. All right, Pat, we're going to play a little game with you. Steve Miggs, explain how it's going to work.
All right, we're doing track by track, so we're going to take a popular song that's about the heat or hot or fire. We're going to start with the drums, and then we're slowly going to put all the other instruments in it, and you have to try and guess the song before the vocals kick in. So you got about 30 seconds before the vocals are going to start, okay?
Okay.
And I could give you one hint. This is not Rush. And actually, according to Ultimate Classic Rock, they consider this to be the number one song when it comes to the hottest rock songs. Are we ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Start with drums. Taryn's got it.
Oh, no.
I'll give you some bass.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix. Oh, no.
They caught. What is hot?
Fire?
Yeah!
Yes.
Nice work, Pad.
Pad, you were scaring us. You're breathing heavy. 1967 from Are You Experienced.
So great.
Funny part is, like, really, when you think about, like, Jimi Hendrix songs, I don't know about you, but, like, I think, oh, there's going to be crazy guitars. Like, that's mostly drum and bass at the beginning.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Mike is on I-5 North, and you want to play along. What is your favorite classic rock band, Mike?
What's that, 8-6? I don't think of classic rock, but probably Priest.
Nice choice.
Yeah, Judas Priest. Dude, we're in a weird time, man, where the bands that we grew up on that we still consider to be like young and relevant are definitely classic rock.
I know, and it's terrible. It just dates you.
It does. All right, this one, not necessarily a classic rock artist, but I feel like anyone who's a rock music fan is a fan of this artist. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to go back to 1963, ooh, and we'll start with the drums. Oh, Taryn's already got it. Give you a little bass. I feel like this will give it away, but let's go. Any guesses?
I think he's saying something. Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Good job, Mike. I went down, down,
down, and the flame. Did you know that this song was co-written by his lady?
I did not know that.
By June Carter Cash? Yeah. You knew that?
Only because of the documentary or the biopic with Joaquin Phoenix.
Great movie.
Yeah, such a good one.
Pop culture Danny over here.
Right, because the music came from the 60s. He's not going to know it unless it was featured in a movie.
We also have Donnie from Bremerton who wants to play along. Donnie, who is your favorite classic rock band?
Oh, man, I am a huge Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Smoke them up, baby.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Donnie, let's play the game with you.
I will say that this is not Steely Dan. Or the Doobie Brothers, but I believe that a lot of people might have enjoyed some drugs while listening to this band. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to go back to 1967 again. These are one of the hottest songs in rock music, according to Ultimate Classic Rock. I'll give you a little bass. Oh, Taryn stumped. Oh, she got it. Give you a little bit of...
It's Light My Fire.
Yes. Do you know who by?
George.
Yeah, Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Danny, you don't know this from the movie The Doors?
No.
Was this the part in the movie where he got arrested because he whipped out his willy?
Probably.
Whoa. What?
Val Kilmer playing Jim Morrison. One of the greatest, I feel, movies about a band.
He crushed that role in every way. It was so good.
Real quick, I got one for you, Taryn Daly.
Oh, God.
If you get this wrong based on recent conversations, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. Again, another song that's considered to be one of the hottest songs in rock.
Her face is amazing right now.
She's just scrunching up her eyes. Here, little bass.
Oh, this is Talking Heads. Burning down the house. Yeah!
I do like that when she doesn't know, she like closes her eyes so she can just feel the music.
Getting in the vibes.
Yeah, she's going into her full festival mode. Closing her eyes, doing her hippie dance.
Festy girl unlocked.
They're both wiggling in their seats right now. I wish you guys could see this.
Don't judge us for having fun, Danny.
Okay. The Daily Migs
Show. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.